All right, so welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And last time we were looking at different kinds of socks. I love buying socks.
Same.
You love buying
socks. I love buying socks. 我超多袜子的。
Me too.
Do you like bright colored ones?
I do. I like really cute ones with a lot of different patterns on it.
Yeah, because like my shoes are normally like plain colored, like 像是 white, black. So 我就觉得说 if you buy like really cute patterns, just socks with really cute patterns, it will make you stand out more.
Definitely.
就是你整个会点缀的一个概念。而且有时候 when you go to night markets, 它其实有很多 like socks from Korea. 就是你知道 Korean socks.
Oh my god, I love them.
韩国的袜子超可爱的。Okay. So we can talk more about what kind of socks we like, but today we're going to introduce more kinds of socks for you.
Yay! Let's take a look.
Socks rock.
Dress socks.These socks rise above the ankle. Both plain colors and fun patterns look great with dress shoes. Textured socks. These socks often rise to the mid-calf. They can give a cool edge to your favorite boots. Sock stockings. These socks rise over the knee.They look trendy when you pair them with short shorts or skirts. Do you like short socks or tall socks? Perhaps you're a fan of bright socks. Maybe you like plain socks. Everyone has their own favorite look. When you're choosing yours, stylish socks can keep your feet looking fancy.Plain, plain. Stuart usually wears plain clothes. He doesn't like colorful ones. Stuart usually wears plain clothes. He doesn't like colorful ones. Fun, fun. Harriet and Bob.Think playing computer games together is really fun. Harriet and Bob think playing computer games together is really fun. Favorite, favorite. Toy Story is one of my favorite movies. I can watch it again and again.Toy Story is one of my favorite movies. I can watch it again and again. Fancy, fancy. I want to buy this fancy mirror for my room. The others are not special enough. I want to buy this fancy mirror for my room. The others are not special enough.
All right, so let's learn a little bit more about socks today. And the first sock we see today is dress socks.
Oh, okay. So we're moving sort of like higher and higher, right?
Yeah, because remember last time we learned the word dress
socks.
Up.
Oh, okay.
Dress up, right? Dress up means to make something fancy.
Right. Okay.
So, okay, let's learn a little bit more about dress socks. It says, these socks rise above the ankle. And rise above just means it goes up or above somewhere or a point.
OK, 今天呢我们要介绍的好像越来越往上了 ,OK? 就昨天我们都是 no-show socks, 就是隐形袜。接着呢我们开始要往上走。Dress socks 是什么呢？是绅士袜。这款的袜子的长度延伸到脚踝以上啦。OK, 那我们有看到 rise above, 就是在什么什么以上这样的意思。因为我们在讲高度。OK, 我们就用 above。 Okay.
That's right. Next, it says both plain colors and fun patterns look great with dress shoes. So when That's do we so wear true. Dress socks? Mm-hmm. We wear it with men, usually wear it with dress shoes. Uh-huh. Actually, women can wear it as well. Oh. So it can be a plain color, or remember we learned the word pattern?
Right.
It can be a lot of fun patterns as well. It reminds me of like the British gentleman.
Oh, right? Yeah, like totally. Kingsman. 对, Kingsman. Mm. Okay. 没错，不管是素色还是有趣的图案呢，都跟皮鞋非常的搭。当我们用 both A and B， 就是两者都很怎么样怎么样。比方像是 Tiffany is both beautiful and charming.
Thank you. Oh my God, you are too.
Oh, thank you.
You're both beautiful and smart.
I think we better shut up before, you know, and explain our next word before
Okay, okay, okay.
Gosh.
Before they roll their eyes. Okay, let's first take a look at our word, power word. The word plain, it's spelled P-L-A-I-N, plain.Plain is an adjective and it means there are not any patterns or anything fancy about it. Maybe there's just one color, so there are no extra things on it. For example, we can say, Stuart usually wears plain clothes. He doesn't like colorful ones. Stuart usually wears plain clothes. He doesn't like colorful ones.
Plain 就是朴素的、简单的，它是个形容词哦。像是呢，我如果形容说 ，It was a plain room with no curtains。哇，听起来这个房间太简单，连这个窗帘都没有。I actually like plain colors， 我喜欢素色 ，like plain black or plain white shoes。我觉得全白或全黑的鞋都超好看的。OK， 看回刚刚的例句 ，Stuart 通常都会穿什么呢？Plain clothes 就是朴素的衣服，他不喜欢 colorful ones， 他不喜欢五颜六色的衣服。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so when can you wear dress shoe, dress socks? You wear with dress shoes. Now, these are just fancy shoes that you mostly you can wear them to, you know, more formal events. And dress shoes are mostly to describe men's shoes, but of course, women can wear those as well.
Okay, so 一般虽然是男生啦会穿这个 dress shoes， 就是比较正式的皮鞋。不过当然，现在鞋子有很多款，连女生、mm-hmm. 像我脚超大的，我都要穿男生的球鞋。
Oh, really?
Yeah, 我要穿男生最最小号的球鞋。
Oh, okay.
Because I'm tall. Okay, as you can tell, I have long legs. Okay.
You do. But that means you have more options.
Okay.
All right. So, with these kind of socks, they can be plain or they can have fun patterns. Okay, that's my favorite. Fun. Let's take a look at this word. It's spelled F-U-N, fun. Fun is an adjective, and this is so easy for you guys.Fun is used to describe something that is really, really, really enjoyable. It's entertaining. It makes you laugh. It's very amusing. Okay, these things are things considered fun. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Harriet and Bob think playing computer games together is really fun. Harriet and Bob think playing computer games together is really fun.
最近我姐姐买了 Switch 给她小孩子、
oh、my God,
It's so,
so much fun
我都跟他们一起玩 So fun Fun 就是有趣的 OK 像是呢我们说 The game was a lot of fun 就说这个游戏很好玩注意不要说 It was funny OK、mm-hmm. 因为 funny 是个很好笑的意思哦 Or I could say Tiffany's fun to be with So it's fun to be with Tiffany
Of course
跟他在一起都超欢乐超好玩的、mm-hmm. OK 那看回刚刚的例句就是 Harriet 跟 Bob 觉得一起玩这个 computer games 电脑游戏很有趣啦、
mm. Alright so let's take a look at another type of socks sock We see、uh-huh. textured socks okay?
OK
This is a little bit more of a difficult word. Texture just means the way something feels.
Mm.
Okay, now let's learn a little bit more about texture socks. It says, these socks often rise to the
mid-calf.
Okay, what is the
mid-calf?
Well, your calf is the part between your knee and your foot. So
mid-calf means
the middle of your calf.
Oh, okay, so textured socks 就是纹理中筒袜哇就条纹的纹 OK 那这款的袜子长度延伸到小腿肚的中间哦因为 calf 就是小腿所以 mid calf 就是小腿肚的中间、
mm-hmm.
可这样子我觉得你可能小腿要细一点穿这个袜子、yeah. 才不会尴尬
Or maybe you have to have long legs Like I don't think、oh, I can wear it
那我觉得我应该可以
I think you can
我可以驾驭它
Yeah, you can pull it off
Sure
Alright, so next it says They can give a cool edge to your your favorite boots.
Oh, okay. 穿 boots 应该还好吧。
Okay, I think if I wear boots, it should be fine.
Yeah, 没错，他们可以让你穿上最爱的靴子时露出超酷的这个袜缘。Okay, 这里我们看到的是 boots, 就是靴子。像是我也很喜欢一款靴子，就是雪靴 snow boots.
They're really comfy.
They're so cute. Okay,
I like leather boots.
Oh, 真的，他们看起来超帅。
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are my favorite. And favorite is actually a word, power word, and it's spelled favorite. Favorite. Favorite is an adjective. It means something that you like the most. For example, Laura is my favorite teacher. It means I like her the most. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Toy Story is one of my favorite movies. I can watch it again and again. Toy Story is one of my favorite movies. I can watch it again and again.
Oh my God, you are my favorite teacher
as well. I know, I'm your favorite, right?You're my favorite, I'm your favorite.
Okay, that's so sweet. Favorite, 我知道你们已经在翻白眼了。Okay, 就是最喜欢的、最爱的。像是呢，如果你要问你的好朋友说 What's your favorite movie?、
Oh、
你最喜欢的电影是什么？我觉得超难选的，因为我喜欢超多电影。
I know, me too.
Okay, or What's your favorite music? 哦、oh, 天哪，这个也很难。
Oh my gosh, this is so hard.
对啊，因为你只能选最爱的。其实我喜欢很多。Or Who's your favorite actor?、Mm-hmm. 那当然是我的老公彭于晏啦。Okay, 好啦，看回刚刚的例句，就是 Toy Story 是我最爱的电影之一。我可以一而再，再而三的看它。I love the three-eyed monster or the alien.
I know, So cute. And Mr. Potato Head is really funny too. I love all of those characters. Don't make me pick a favorite. It's so hard to choose.
真的。
Alright, so let's take a look at another type of socks. It's sock stockings.
Okay,
stockings. Alright, let's learn a little bit more about it. It says, these socks rise over the knee. It really, all these socks are getting higher and higher and higher.
对啊。这个这一款我觉得还好。Sock stockings 就是膝上袜。这款的袜子的长度延伸到这个膝盖以上。Mm-hmm. 我会穿那种就是膝上的靴子 boots,、mm-hmm. okay? 可是袜子我觉得我可能不太会。
Yeah, I think it really depends on what you wear. I do wear stockings instead. I wear tights. Okay?
Yeah,
right? They don't go above the knee. They just go, you know, you just wear them on. All right, so in the article it says, they look trendy when you pair them with short shorts or skirts. I don't think I could pull it off.
我觉得我不太敢。
Yeah.
就是
my legs are not that beautiful.
它很像日本学生啦。日本的那个高校生可能可以。
Yeah, well,Yeah, they can look trendy. I think it really depends on how you style it. But trendy here means, again, something that is very fashionable and something that is very popular. We also taught you guys the word stylish as well.
Yeah.
Okay, she's very stylish. It means this person is very fashionable. Trends are just the type of things in fashion that are very, very popular at the moment. It doesn't have to be in fashion as well. It can be like the trend, like an app.
Right,
app,
cell phones,
that's very trendy.
Right? Everybody's using the latest iPhone, okay?
Yeah.
好啦，那将他们呢，就是膝上袜啦，与这个热裤或者是这个短裙做搭配的时候呢，哎，看起来可能会非常的 trendy， 就是很时尚。之前我就有教过大家 trendy、fashionable、stylish、都可以用来表示很时髦的意思哦。那这里也看到 pair A with B， 就是将 A 跟 B 搭配这样的意思啦。
嗯哼。All right, so we learned all these different kinds of socks. The article says, do you like short socks or tall socks? Perhaps you're a fan of bright socks. I'm a fan of bright socks.
我也是。Okay, 所以你是喜欢短袜还是长袜呢? Okay, I'm going to go for short socks. 短袜可能比较好搭配。或许呢 ,you're a fan of bright socks. 是什么呢?你是个亮色系的袜子控。A fan of something, 就是你非常非常喜欢什么的。你知道我想到的是那个 Me Before You,、那个就是我就要你好好的那个女主角。
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's always wearing like really bright colored socks. 像是她有一个是那个 Bumblebee 的、好像是 stockings or something, 她穿的真的很像那个 蜜蜂就是 yellow and、
oh, I remember it.
Yeah, black. Have you seen that movie?
I have seen it.
它里面那个袜子真的是超好笑，超可爱的。
Really cute. And you、mm-hmm. like yellow. It's your favorite
yeah,
color.
我超爱那个女主角。
Mm-hmm. All right. So next it says maybe you like plain socks. Okay,
oh,
maybe if it's too bright, right?
对，我觉得男生应该就是比较保守。Mm-hmm. 有可能你是喜欢什么 plain socks， 就是素色的袜子。
Mm-hmm. It says everyone has their own favorite look. Of course,
of course.
Everyone has their own style. They have their own things that they like.、
Mm-hmm.当然呢、哦、每一个人呢都有他们自己最爱的打扮 OK 虽然我们很喜欢 bright colors 搞不好你们是喜欢 plain colored socks、
mm-hmm. It says when you're choosing yours stylish socks can keep your feet looking fancy and then of course stylish meansfashionable like you like us we're very fashionable or Celine but these stylish socks can keep your feet looking fancy all right、mm. so should we take a look at what the word fancy means
yeah let's take a look
okay fancy is spelled f-a-n-c-y fancyall right fancy is an adjective and it means not plain or ordinary and it couldbe maybe a little bit expensive and fashionable as well. So for example, jeans and a t-shirt is considered something very casual. But if you wear a dress with high heels, ooh, that is very fancy. Now let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I want to buy this fancy mirror for my room. The others are not special enough.I want to buy this fancy mirror for my room. The others are not special enough.
Fancy 在本课有别致的啦，或是花俏的意思，是个形容词。所以只要你穿到很酷的袜子，你可以看起来很 fancy， 很 fashionable。OK， we can talk about fancy dress， 一个花俏的洋装，
yeah.
或是 fancy decorations， 一些装饰很花俏。Now fancy sometimes can also mean very expensive。OK， 还有非常的高档的意思，像是 a fancy restaurant， 比较高档昂贵的餐厅，也可以用 fancy。这个字啦，好，看回刚刚的例句，就是我想为我的房间添购这面别致的镜子 ，OK， 其他的都不够特别哦。OK， so that's it for the word fancy. But now let's go to our magic box before we come back for review time.
Magic box， 找亮点。
嗨哟，我是 Emily。这一回呢，我们要来聊聊 both 等等等 and 的用法。both 这个字呢，它是用来表示两者的意思。那如果呢，今天我们是要表达 A 跟 B 这两个人，或者两个东西都怎么样的话呢，我们就可以使用 A and B， 然后后面加上一个复数的动词，再加上 both 这样的一个句型。比如说呢 ，Annie and Charlotte are both Taiwanese。Annie and Charlotte are both Taiwanese. 好 ,Taiwanese. Annie 呢她跟 Charlotte 都是台湾人哦。注意这里的 both A and B 后面要加的是复数动词，因为表示的是两者都怎么样的意思。刚刚的句子呢也可以调换一下顺序，变成 both A and B 后面再加上复数动词的句型。所以会变成 both Annie and Charlotte are Taiwanese.Both Annie and Charlotte are Taiwanese. 好，那要是今天你要使用一般动词的状况，而不是 be 动词的状况的时候，该怎么办呢？那这时候呢，你的一般动词就会放在 both 的后面，形成 A and B， 然后先加上 both， 再加上一般动词的句型。例如呢 ，Annie and Charlotte both went to New York last year. Annie and Charlotte both went to New York last year.Annie 呢跟 Charlotte 他们去年都干嘛？都去了纽约。好啦，不知道大家懂了多少呢？来验收一下吧。Crystal and I are both high school students. 那如果这句话你要把 both 移到句首的话，要如何改写呢？
The answer is, both Crystal and I are high school students. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
All right, I have something really amazing straight really? From Paris they, Fashion Week.
Oh my gosh, are they like pictures of me? I'm just kidding.
I don't want to show them, I'm so shy.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. These are straight from Fashion Week.
Oh my gosh, they are pictures of me. 开玩笑的啦。
Okay, so we learned all about fashion today. Okay, I'm not sure if you could see this well, but we learned all about fashion today, and we can kind of describe all the things that we learned.
Wow.
Like, for example, I think she's wearing a fancy
dress.
Right?
她看起来这个它这个洋装看起来它的 design, 它的设计非常的别致，其实还蛮花俏的，看起来好像有一点 lace 的概念哦。
Ah, I like okay, it. Fancy.
It's really fancy. Okay. I like the pattern.
All right. Okay, the next
what
one.
What else?
We have this one. This one's actually kind of cool.
Oh, 这个感我来看一下。Oh, I like it. 这感觉
I can trendy.
See you in that. 我觉得如果你穿这样感觉 you can pull it off. 我觉得这看起来蛮帅气的还不错。
You can see it's very trendy. It's very cool.
Or stylish, right?
Yeah, stylish, okay. We learned this word.
Mm-hmm.
All right, the next one we have this
is
one.
这是什么？这是什么？ Oh.
This reminds me of The Matrix.
哦、oh, ，有，他非常像那个基努里维那部电影，有没有？大家有没有觉得他看起来有些要一些任务在身的感觉
？Yeah, this is pretty cool.
It looks pretty plain, though.
It is plain.
因为它只是一个全黑色的一个 coat， 一个大衣。
It's plain but trendy.
That's right.
Okay,
所以我们看到有非常的厉害的时尚的。配件
okay, ooh, this
最后这个我们来看一下
There's a lot of patterns on there
ooh,
Right?
Okay, 我觉得这个看起来对我来讲颜色有点太 fancy 了 Okay,
But we see a lot of patterns It's very colorful
It looks pretty fun
It's bold
它哦对 bold. 它看起来是蛮有趣的因为有一些图案 So yeah, these are really interesting Sometimes you can actually Google online and check out what's the latest fashion 你们就可以去看现在在流行什么不过呢其实并不是所有流行都适合在每一个人身上 You have to find your own style
That's right、
okay.
Or whichever one that you like Whatever、right. fits you the best
Yeah, okay 好啊 that's it for today We're gonna go shopping again
I know,、
okay.
I'm so inspired so, now
Yeah, I know 我现在就知道我们可能可以买什么样的东西了好啦 so that's it for today Until next time, I'm Laura
I'm Tiffany
Bye
Bye
Socks rock
Dress socks. These socks rise above the ankle. Both plain colors and fun patterns look great with dress shoes. Textured socks. These socks often rise to the mid-calf. They can give a cool edge to your favorite boots. Sock stockings.These socks rise over the knee. They look trendy when you pair them with short shorts or skirts. Do you like short socks or tall socks? Perhaps you're a fan of bright socks. Maybe you like plain socks. Everyone has their own favorite look. When you're choosing yours, stylish socks can keep your feet looking fancy.Plain, plain. Stuart usually wears plain clothes. He doesn't like colorful ones. Stuart usually wears plain clothes. He doesn't like colorful ones. Fun, fun. Harriet and Bob.Think playing computer games together is really fun. Harriet and Bob think playing computer games together is really fun. Favorite, favorite. Toy Story is one of my favorite movies. I can watch it again and again.Toy Story is one of my favorite movies. I can watch it again and again. Fancy, fancy. I want to buy this fancy mirror for my room. The others are not special enough. I want to buy this fancy mirror for my room. The others are not special enough.